Well, good morning, everyone. It's really hard to believe that we're already in the last day of Unleavened Bread, 2014. I don't know where time goes. It just seems to pass by so quickly. Well, there are some very important reasons for keeping God's holy days, and one of which is giving an offering. And we're going to spend a little time to look at that this morning. I got 5 points I want to cover. I will spend most of our time in Corinthians, so I think we can get through the 5 different points without any difficulty. If you'd like to jot these down, I'll just give them to you at this point. Number one is you give your offering according to ability. Number two, you give your offering willingly. And number three, you give your offering liberally. And four, you give your offering cheerfully. And five, you give your offering proportionately. So let's look at number one, accordingly to your ability, according to your ability. Turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 1 and 2. 1 Corinthians 16 verses 1 and 2. Now, I'm sure you're all aware of this particular passage is talking about collecting food for the needy saints. But we will still be able to see the point that I want to bring across here by referring to these two verses. Chapter 16, verse 1, it says, "Now concerning the collection for the saints." You know, that statement is really awesome. And sometime in the future, if I get a chance, I'm going to give a message on saints and just how they are connected with the holy days. So I think it's quite inspiring when you study into that. But he says, concerning the collection now for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do you. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God has prospered him. There's the point I want to stress here on giving according to your ability. We do it as God has prospered us. You know, if you can give $100, that's fantastic. But if you can only give $10, that's fantastic also. And if you can only give $10, that's great too. If you can only give $1, that's great. Each person has to look at himself. Maybe somebody can give $1,000. Or maybe, you know, you can only give $100 or whatever the figure. It's up to your ability. It's your decision. You have to, that's your part in it. God doesn't say, now everybody has to give $500 the last day of Unleavened Bread. No, he doesn't say that, or 10% or 20% or any percent. It's as you have the ability to give, you give. Now hold your place in Corinthians, because we are going to go back to Chronicles for the next area I want to cover, and that is give your offering willingly. Look at Chronicles, 1 Chronicles, the 29th chapter, and we're going to read verses 3 through 9. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 3. Now this, of course, is David speaking here. He said, "Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of my own mind, or of my own proper good, of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house. Even 3,000 talents of gold, the gold of Orpah, and 7,000 talents of refined silver to overlay the walls of the houses withal. The gold for things of gold, the silver for things of silver, and for all manner of work to be made by the hands of artificers. And who then is willing," here we see this being stressed, "who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? Then the chief of the fathers and princes of the tribes of Israel, and the captains of thousands and hundreds, with rulers of the king's work, offered willingly." You know, they were happy to do so. "And gave for the service of the house of God of gold 5,000 talents and 10,000 drams, and of silver 10,000 talents, and of brass 18,000 talents, and 100,000 talents of iron. And they with whom precious stones were found gave them to the treasure of the house of the Lord by the hand of Jeiel the Gishonite. Then the people rejoiced, for they offered willingly. So see how the two go hand in hand? It's a happy time. You're happy to give. It's, you know, just our hearts, if our hearts are in the work of God, we will do it willingly and joyfully. So they rejoiced for their and they offered willingly because with perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. And that needs to be our attitude. You know, you do it with a perfect heart. Now you can go back to Corinthians again, and this time we will go to 2 Corinthians for our third point. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, and we'll begin reading in verse 6. 2 Corinthians 2 and verse 6. And this is the third point, which is give liberally. Verse 6 of chapter 2, 2 Corinthians, says, sufficient to such a man is the punishment which was purified by many. So the counterwise, you ought rather to forgive him and comfort. Make sure I got this right. No, I'm in 2. I need to get to 9. I'm sorry. I didn't think that sounded quite right. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6. But this I say, he which sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you. In other words, you know, if you do your part, God just promises everything to you, that you may always have all sufficiency in things and may abound to every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness remains forever. Verse 10. Now he that ministers seed to the sower both ministers bread for your food and multiplies seed sown and increases the fruits of your righteousness. Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. You know, very important part there too. For the administration of this service not only supplies the want of the saints, again we see that brought out, but in abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. While by the experiment of the ministration of glorifying God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ and for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all men. And by the prayer for you, which long after you for the exceeding grace of God in you. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Do we look at giving an offering as a gift that we can actually, you know, really give with a happy heart, a joyful heart, and, you know, do it willingly? Okay, let's go now to cheerfully. On number 4, and just go back to verse 7, same chapter, 9, verse 7. We read this before, but I want to put a little emphasis on it now. Every man according to the purpose in his heart, so let him give not grudgingly, not of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. You know, our attitude has to be one of happiness, of joy, of having a part in, you know, this very portion of the service of taking up an offering. You don't have to turn to Deuteronomy 16, but we do know what it says at the very end of Deuteronomy 16, verse 16. It says, we need to come and not appear before the eternal empty. And that is so very true. But brethren, it's just as true not to leave empty either. In other words, if we give more than we can afford, you know, we're so moved by something said that we, you know, give money and we can't hardly make our way home, can't buy gas, we don't have any money for rent, we can't buy food. No, that's not the right attitude either. So it's not a time to be begging for money, but it's a time to do it according to our ability. But we do give cheerfully. Okay, the last point is do it proportionately. And here now let's turn back to Malachi 3 and verse 10. Malachi 3 and verse 10. See, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Eternal of hosts, the Lord of hosts, if I will not open unto you windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. So if we do it, you know, proportionally, and then really do our part, God promises to do his part. I'm going to relate a little instance that happened in the Dells. Now, this was in the early 70s, and you know, I may not have the exact number of people there, but it's in the area of 10,000 people. And, you know, I get an auditorium that big. I think there were like three main pathways down through the congregation. And so some of those seats, there's probably like 30 chairs in a row. Well, we had a very zealous individual giving us offering that particular time. And he came up with the ideas as he's closing his message that have all the people give all the change they had into the offertory basket. Empty your pockets, empty your purses, empty your billfolds, and do all that. Well, when they started passing the baskets from one end and got about halfway down, it probably all weighed 25 pounds already. And then by the time we got the rest of the way down, you know, just, people couldn't hardly pass it. It caused all kinds of problems. And then for the individuals collecting the offering to get it back to where they were going to do the counting, they had to get carts in to move it on because it was just enormous. And that is just the slightest of the problems, the ones that were counting the offering. It took them till like 4 o'clock the following morning to try to go through it, and they probably never did get it accurate. Because can you imagine counting all these pennies, all these nickels, all these dimes, all these quarters? I mean, thousands of them. And so I think he learned a valuable lesson there. And my point is that we do not want to try to pressure people to give. That's not, you do it joyfully. You do it according to ability. You do it willingly. You do it liberally, and you do it cheerfully. So we can see that we need to be very careful on how we approach this. As we close, let's go back to Exodus 35, and we'll see here Moses' comments to the people of Israel. Exodus 35, and we'll read verse, well, let's read verse 5 first. Exodus 35, verse 5. It says, take you from among you an offering unto the Eternal. Whosoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it, an offering of the Eternal, gold and silver and brass. And verse 6, no, let's drop down to verse 21. Verse 21, and they came, everyone whose heart stirred him up. See, there's a good point. And everyone whom his spirit made him willing. You know, another excellent point. And they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation and for all the service and for the holy garments. And they came, both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted. We see that stressed over and over. They brought bracelets. They brought earrings. They brought rings. They brought tablets of all jewels of gold. And every man that offered an offering of gold unto the Eternal, unto the Lord. And every man with whom was found blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair and red skins of rams and badger's skins, they all brought them. Everyone that did offer an offering of silver and brass brought the Lord's offering, and every man with whom was found shittim wood for any work of the service brought it. And all the women that were wise-hearted did spin with their hands and brought that which they spun, both blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen. And all the women whose hearts stirred them up in wisdom spun goat's hair. And the rulers brought onyx stone and stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate and spice and oil and for the light and for the anointing oil and for the sweet incense. Now, verse 29, let's really read this carefully and pay attention. The children of Israel brought willingly an offering unto the Eternal. Every man and every woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all the manner of the work which the Lord commanded to be made by the hand of Moses. So this offering is extremely important. It's something that we need to not take lightly. It's something we should have been planning for a long time. You know, it's a situation where we give what we can, but we don't go above and beyond, because that's not being, you know, a certain, what would you say, serious servant by doing something foolishly in that way. So at this time, we will take up the offering, and we will have special music during the offering. And it's, I hope I say this right, Ashkelon Farewell by Jay Unger, and it'll be performed by Jacob Tower and Jonathan Rochelle Gardner, and it'll be accompanied by Jessica Tower on the piano.